Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Jimmy Carter Report. Howdy, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning, good morning. We'll get to all the fun stuff in a minute, but here's a dose of what's going on. Two women testified that Matt Gaetz paid them for sex, according to a lawyer. One also told a House panel that she saw Gaetz having sex with a 17-year-old. Trump wants former lawmaker and reality star Sean Duffy to be the transportation secretary. FBI is investigating post-election threats and texts to all kinds of people. There's, you know, a lot of post-election stuff. President Trump has discussed big changes to Medicaid and food stamps. Trump and the host of Morning Joe, as I told you, that got a lot of reverberations, that they met with Trump in Mar-a-Lago last Friday, I think for 90 minutes. And they said they didn't agree on everything, but they agreed to open the doors again. And Trump is okay with that until it's not. The View didn't like it. Oh, The View was mad that they went down there and kissed the ring, according to who seems to be the most radical person on that show, Sunny Hostin, I believe is her last name.
Yeah, who anointed her like the spokesman for liberal America, for goodness sake?
Couldn't have a worse one, right? You know, I was saying that, you know, someone was asking me, you know, well, what does it matter? The View doesn't have any audience, blah, 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 blah. Actually, it's the number one show in daytime. 3.6 million. That's almost twice what some of these late night shows get. So I don't know who that audience is, you know, that time of day and everything, but it's 3.6 million. So they're selling ads for it. It's like that show that comes on earlier. It used to be Regis and Kelly, Regis and Kathy, you know, whatever it is now. Regis, I mean, now it's Kathy.
It was Regis and Kathy Lee, right?
I can't even keep up with it, yeah. But that show has some pretty good, watch the commercials. That show gets a good rating, number two. Gangs are looting aid in the Israeli-controlled areas of Gaza. A lot of problems over there, and that's going to be one big headache for Trump for sure, is try to figure out what, you know, you're going to do while you're protecting Israel, which he will do. What are you going to do with these other folks that are out there? So I don't know. The DOJ wants Google to sell Chrome. I'm not in on this, but there's going to be a lot of high-tech looking this administration. I think they covered for them the last 4 years, but even the DOJ, you know, is going after Google a little bit. And then you'll see that Musk is going to have some say on some things. He won't. Trump wants to put this guy, who Brendan Carr, who is said to be big tech's number one enemy, wants him to lead the FCC. He's been a vocal critic about social media platforms, wants to take an ultra hands-on approach regulating the internet giants, expanding the power of the FCC to do some other stuff. I don't understand how the FCC didn't get in to the internet and some of the other things where it just, you know, it regulated broadcasting with an iron hand, radio and television, all of radio and television's life. with the exception of the last maybe 10 years, they hadn't been the big woolly booger. Everybody was scared to death. They lived in fear of this thing. You didn't dare mess with your radio station, turn the power up beyond what you were licensed or do anything, because they would get you. And you didn't want to do that. The internet just came along and can run porn on there and do anything it wants to do. I never have figured out how they got away with that. So if they come down on them a little bit, that'll be a good thing.
By the way,
you
mentioned Elon Musk and Donald Trump. They're apparently going to be in Texas today because a high-level VIP will be flying into San Antonio, issuing flight restrictions here this afternoon. And word is that Elon and President-elect Trump are going to go down to South Texas there and watch the sixth launch of SpaceX's Starship. That's it. Around 4 o'clock today, that's scheduled.
Well, I think that'd be cool for him. You know, those guys have been prolific. Didn't they do the other day? They had, I think they had two come back and land, you know, like in the ground, not be caught by the chompers, but just land. Looks like a Flash Gordon movie from the 40s and 50s.
It's something.
And it's amazing what they're doing down there. And, I think you're definitely looking. I don't know if he can do all the changes, but he's going to have some hot potatoes. And no matter what he wants to do, you know, with Elon and those things, you're still, because you're the president, you're going to be dealing with Israel a certain amount of your day. I don't see how you can get away with it because it's just too much of a hot potato. You're really going to be dealing with Ukraine during some of your day. I mean, right now you've got on some of the British papers, they're talking about how Putin is hardening up some of the areas in Russia, building nuclear shelters and things like that. And every day they're using the word nuclear, scaring the people in Finland to death because that's their closest neighbor. And they've got a number of people shook over there thinking that because Biden approved this missile, you know, they feel like Russia can shoot anything they want to at Ukraine. But if Ukraine wants to shoot back, oh, we can't have that. And I'm sure they've got restrictions on where they can shoot those missiles because if they shoot some of our missiles, these newer ones, and it lands in one of those pile of North Korean troops, and you kill a bunch of them, I don't know what would happen.
Well, one of those missiles, it's been confirmed apparently by 23 news organizations, did in fact hit a Russian munitions dump in Russia this morning.
Right. Yeah, that's one thing, but you land into humans and kill some of those North Korean soldiers that are going to kill you if they feel like they need to do that. Can you imagine Katie bar the door if you get little Rocket Man upset and get him all stirred up so you'll have that hotbed going again?
Agreed, yeah.
You got a lot on your plate over there. And Trump wants to do a lot of domestic things, and he probably will. But again, you can't, you know, when those things are screaming at you, it's pretty hard not to give them attention. But boy, he's got a lot of things going on. This Wisconsin Representative Sean Duffy, I think he's a former representative in the House. He served in the House for 9 years, wants him to be transportation secretary. And, you know, what's that include? You know, that's the FAA and that's the Federal Railroad Association or what they call commission. And that's the, who else?
It's a job. It's a job Pete Buttigieg has now.
Yeah, it's a big job. It doesn't sound like it's a big job, but it controls everything we all really care about a lot. And the one thing Elon, I think, is going to be able to do with Trump and somehow figure it out is that the U.S. government, and that includes the FAA and others, are way behind in computers. They're back, way back there, and they have not modernized in some of the agencies. And I think that's going to be one thing that's going to increase their efficiency and better public service, if nothing else, because their computers are so slow. So I think Elon and the other guy are going to be able to get some stuff done on that. We'll see. But things take time, and you don't have much time when you're the president. You know, he's got to really get going in the first 3 or 4 months. You know, because remember, even when you pass a bill, because we got money problems, that thing that Biden got past the, well, I remember which one of the many things that they rubber stamped for him, but they're just now getting the money, you know, to build some of the roads and bridges and infrastructure and stuff. Things just take time because the government takes a long time for bids and studies and all of that. And I don't know they can cut through and get all that done that quick. We'll see. Pennsylvania schools closed after a student created and distributed explicit AI-generated deep fakes of about 50 students. The head of the school reportedly first learned of the issue in November. But these deep fakes are, they look pretty good. Faky pictures that show, I've seen some Trump playing the guitar lately, and there's all kinds of things you can do with AI. It's pretty amazing. But it does good stuff, too. It's helping researchers identify subtypes of congenital brain disorders. A lot of good stuff is going to come from AI, but, you know, in the hands of the wrong person. A study has revealed how dust mites trigger the immune system and cause allergic reactions. And I guarantee you, that's one of my problems, is dust. If you ever had one of those allergy tests, tells you what you're allergic to, I'm sure you're allergic to dust mites.
I need one.
And, so if you, go stir up a bunch of junk while you're sweeping or vacuuming or whatever like that, you're liable to have an allergic reaction, and dust mites are what's doing it. Boeing's going to lay off 2,000 workers in Oregon and Washington next month, part of a broader plan to cut 17,000 jobs or 10% of its global workforce. If they're so behind in all their planes, how do you cut 17,000 jobs and get those planes out? I didn't understand that part of the story. Bob doesn't know.
Well, I mean,
he's the answer man. He should know.
They got to figure out where to get the money, which will probably end up being the government, to get these orders or their deliveries out of there. And
yeah, I mean, they got backed up for years. I think they're backed up for years on all kinds of planes.
Yeah.
737s, and they got orders. They just can't get them done. And then some things they can't get through the testing, which they need to make sure they're safe. That's another thing the transportation secretary has got to be involved with. And the Texans stomped the Cowboys 34-10 last night in Monday Night Football. And they used the word stomped in some of the copy that I saw. Boy, that just doesn't happen. But it's the Cowboys. Whew,
they're tanking.
Wouldn't want to take a bet on anything they got going at the end of the season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We're good, Jimmy. All right, and it is page two with Jimmy Carter.
Well, if you were going to be a doctor, if you'd have a child that's going into medicine, and okay, unless they have something in mind, the biggest, hottest thing right now is to be a dermatologist.
Yeah, try to get an appointment with one 2 or 3 months later, you know.
But they work regular hours, generally 8 to 4, 3 days a week. They generally work 40 hours a week like a normal person. And they get about $541,000 a year. 150,000 U.S. physicians conducted. Trade group pediatricians, by contrast, earn a medium $258 annually. So, yeah, dermatologist high-end because you're dealing with a lot of high-end people and you're selling Botox and all kinds of stuff that high-end people, high-maintenance people want and need. I go to them every once in a while. You know, one thing they do for sure, though, yeah, they do a lot of stuff that's cosmetic, no question. But looking for skin cancer, that's a real deal. A friend of mine who's a golfer, he didn't, I'm sure, go to a dermatologist very often. And one of those little things on his head, which I'm sure he got on the golf course, has caused all kinds of problems. He's required radiation. It got behind his eye. I mean, he's got continuing problems. And this dermatologist can catch a lot of these things before they get out of hand. And so I don't know, have you ever had stuff burned off your head or anything?
I have a little thing called melanoma.
You had that? I didn't remember that.
You don't burn that off. Yeah, that was surgery. But they caught it early enough that...
And you got that how, you think? Your early life in Florida?
Whitest guy you ever seen in your life.
In many ways.
Yeah. So true.
Yeah. In fact, just as you said that, because I kept saying I was going to... It keeps coming up on the air. Check my update from Ancestry.com.
You're white?
And boy, am
He's
I.
He's Nordic.
My primary regions of ancestry are England, Scotland, Ireland, the Netherlands, Germanic Europe. So, I mean, I was born and raised in Florida and live in Texas. I love it cold. I was never supposed to see a ray of sunlight.
You should be in a kilt right now.
Or
Wallace on Braveheart.
Or Nordic attire or something like that. Which is, like I said when I first got these results back, and they keep changing, but, you know, they update it more. I never liked these people. It turns out I'm one of them. So.
Well, that's left me speechless.
What do you do?
I don't know. I've never done. I think we're English. I think, but I didn't ever go any further back. You know, I've got people in my family that really into that ancestry stuff.
$39, you can figure all this out.
Yeah, that's been it. It gets into a lot more than that, though.
Oh, tell me,
because you really get digging. And I've got some people that they find the extremes and they go in there. The song from Blake Shelton that came out last week is called Texas, and it is the fastest rising song in his career, and I like it. It's a good song, and Blake was kind of teetering on his career dissipation light was starting to blink a little bit, and he has fired it back up again with Post Malone and Pour Me a Drink, and then this song Texas. So I think Blake is coming back, and coming back with a vigor, and it's hard to do after you've been in the career that long. He had a little career burnout, but he's okay now. That's all I know.
So a guy from Oklahoma... Going to go out and sing about Texas, which is not uncommon.
No jokey.
It's where the girl runs off to.
Oh.
Yeah. He's trying to find the girl, and he bets she's in Texas.
Because all the exes live in Texas.
That's right. He even sings that in there. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow. Jimmy Carter brought to you by... I was listening to this one. It sounds like Blake Shelton already. Out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably... And our thanks to Prime Bank of Texas, Precision Camera and Video, and Jim Swartner of Swartner Farm and Ranch. Stay tuned if you would like to join Elon Musk, in his new Doge department. That's right, the DOGE, the Department of Government... what's it called? Efficiency. Yes, they are hiring people on how you can apply to help save the government $1 jillion. We'll have that information and more as things continue to unfold this Tuesday morning with Eric and Bob on a 48-degree Tuesday morning. Time check 7:01.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.